Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The holiday season is upon us. A time of joy. A time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays. And sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Came in and you read through it and you just think, what's the ultimate need going to be when you read it? And in the end, when I got to the end of the letter, I realized it was so simple, but it'll mean so much. My name is Sarah. I'm a single mother to two very amazing kids. My oldest, Boston, is 9. He struggles with Tourette's syndrome. I asked Jake about it, and he said it's fairly mild noise, like coughs, head twitch, like that. But because he's a young kid, he's 9, she wanted him to be in a place where it was safer for him, more understanding, a smaller town,
a smaller environment, yeah.
Where there's family and a smaller class. So they moved, and then the night before his first day of school, August 17th, she writes, I rushed my 4-year-old daughter, Quinn, to the emergency room for a severe headache and vomiting. It was discovered she had a baseball-sized tumor that was cutting off the flow of fluid in her brain. She was rushed to Children's Mercy, where she underwent immediate surgery. Following surgery, the pathology came back as anaplastic ependymoma. Ependymoma?
Yes.
It is very rare. She has a chromosomal change called a gain of 1Q that makes her chances of recurrence as high as 80%. She had a stroke following surgery and wasn't able to talk or move for over 30 days. Mid-September, she began moving and talking again and was released from the hospital in mid-October. This is after 33 rounds of radiation. This kid's 4. Still goes to daily therapy at the Rehab Institute of Kansas City 5 days a week, 6 hours a day. She's still unable to walk, but is making amazing progress. She just had a follow-up MRI, and there are areas of concern, so we have another MRI in 3 months. Due to therapy schedules, I've been unable to work. We're staying with a friend in the city to be closer to her therapy. My dad is working to remodel our house to make it easier for Quinn to get around. Needless to say, I've been relying on help from friends and family to stay current on bills. I'd really love to give my kids a Christmas. If you're able, I could use the help. They're amazing, strong kids. Thanks for listening. So you read that whole letter. You've got a kid like Boston, a 9-year-old with Tourette's, and he's struggling, so you want to get him to a good place. Then you find out your little 4-year-old has got this terrible situation. And in the end, I kept thinking, what is this going to be for? What is she going to need? What will we be able to help her? And in the end, it's still a 4-year-old who's aware of Santa.
Who knows it's Christmas.
Yeah. Get on the phone. When I get a little more, I have more questions.
Hello.
Sarah, my name is Johnny Dare. We're on the radio. Is that all right?
I'm sorry?
My name's Johnny. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You wrote us a letter. It's been a rough year for you. Your son, 9, his name's Boston. He's got Tourette's?
He does.
So how does it present? Jake said it was like a small head twitch or a cough or noises like that.
Yeah, he has vocal stuff where he coughs or clears his throat, and he has a head tick, but it can really manifest in just about any type of physical or noise, sure. But those are his main tics.
And 9's a rough age because, you know, yeah. Either you're going to be surrounded by friends or you're going to be surrounded by kids who goof on you. And knowing that, you wanted to move into a smaller town, smaller classes where family can help support him.
Right.
So you do, and then the night before his first day of school, his little sister gets sick.
Right, yeah, the night before, we took her to the emergency room.
What was happening?
And, hold on, Sissy. She's trying to talk to me now. The night before his first day of school, I took her to the emergency room because she was having really bad headaches and then throwing up right after. And they did a head CT and found a very large brain tumor that was cutting off the flow of fluid in her brain.
Oh, so it was pinching off the ventricles and creating all that. And then because you make cerebrospinal fluid, and stop me if I get this wrong, but what we do is we make a cup or two of cerebrospinal fluid as adults, and then if the ventricle gets pinched, the drainage tube, if you will, then they don't open up again, and then that creates an incredible amount of pressure inside the skull, and that's what gave her the headache and vomiting.
Right, exactly.
So they get that. They go after that. Do you need us to call you back?
No, she just wants to talk.
Okay. She's four, yeah. No, you know what? And what a wonderful thing, huh? Because a month ago, it might not have been that way.
Right, yeah. She went, she had her surgery within 6 hours of that original CT. Children's Mercy came and got her.
And
what, honey?
It's okay, honey. She had tumor resection within 6 hours, and that's caused a lot of emotional stuff too. So
right.
She gets upset pretty easily, and it's kind of hard to calm down.
Sure.
But
sure.
After the resection, we found out that it was cancer and it's anaplastic ependymoma. Okay, honey. Here.
And so, and that's got a fairly high recurrence. So you're still waiting to see how that goes. And you said you after the 33 rounds of radiation.
Yes, she had 33 rounds, and that ended about a month ago. And we just had a follow-up MRI last week, and there were still some questionable spots because they weren't able to get the full tumor. So we have I have it on this ear, baby. It's okay. Look, Sissy, it's on this ear now. She gets kind of like an OCD, and she's upset my phone's on the wrong ear.
Look, put it on the other ear, for goodness sake. Listen to her. Quinn's got the answers.
It's right here, Sissy. See? And so after her surgery, she went about 30 days without talking or moving because she had a stroke directly following surgery. So she's in 5-day-a-week therapies right now. From 9 to 3 every day, and because she's having to relearn to walk, and but she is, you can probably hear, talking amazingly now. But she's still got a lot of right side weakness, and still struggles a lot with like transitioning and her emotions and things like that.
What do they say as far as her rebounding? I mean, aside from the cancer, the anaplastic ependymoma, what do they say her chances are of regaining her strength on the right side and gaining control of her emotions and like that again?
They're probably something that she's always going to struggle with. She'll learn to walk again, but she'll always have a gait. And the emotional stuff is just something we have to kind of, it's almost like reparenting and figuring out what works for her now, but she's probably always going to struggle with a lot of the emotional stuff.
So you're facing Christmas with two kids, both who have some very specialized needs. You're coming into therapy every day. That's a lot. And then there's nothing for Christmas. And then she's four. She knows about Christmas. She understands Santa Claus. What does she say?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What did she say about Santa?
She just asks when he's coming and how, you know, what he's going to bring. And when I told her that it was going to be a little bit tighter this year and we're not going to get as much stuff as we normally do, she's just very matter of fact of, well, no, Santa can do it. His elves have everything.
Yeah.
So she...
What about your 9-year-old boy?
Understand. I'm sorry?
What about your 9-year-old boy?
he is an amazing kid, and he understands and said that he doesn't need anything and that he is totally okay with it. Sassy is an amazing kid, just like you, Sissy.
And Jake said you got a pretty great support network around you. Your family, your friends have had a big dinner, benefit dinner for you, and they've been helping you keep current with your bills, and then you've been staying with a friend, so you're closer to the therapy here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And
And
so you're doing okay. You're a little behind on your electric. Is that right?
Yes.
And
yeah.
And of course, it costs money to get there every day.
Right.
It's...
I have to drive. I have to drop her off every morning and pick her up in the afternoon, and then that's, she also has about one appointment a week with whatever specialty, whether that's ophthalmology, oncology, neurosurgery, neurology. She sees quite a few different specialties.
So you're staying with a friend, though, but you've got a house you're still renting in a smaller town, and your dad's been remodeling it?
Yeah, I actually purchased the house 3 weeks before she was diagnosed, so I've barely even lived there.
I have a mortgage
down there that I'm still having to pay, even though we're living up here.
How much is that?
I'm sorry?
How much is your mortgage payment?
It's $650 a month.
All right. Hold on a second. Here, hang out with Quinn for a minute. So all she asked for was some toys for her kid. It's a mom, you know. Obviously, she's got good family, and that's going to be the savior of everything, but, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot. We definitely, Christmas for those kids, I mean, that's easy. You could knock that out for, you know, $400. Behind the electric bill, $120, Jake wrote down, so that's $500 right around there, that's $550. $650, if we took care of a month of mortgage, that would be, you know, right at...
$1,200,
yeah. And then we should really try to get some gas cards, man. That's the thing. I mean, think about that, driving every day. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, my name's Michelle, and I'd like to donate $300, please.
You sound very chipper this morning, Michelle.
I'm a morning person.
Yes, you are. What are you doing? What do you do for a living? Why are you calling today?
I actually work in a cancer center, and so I see how this affects families every day, and I'm actually sitting in the parking garage at work right now hoping I could get through before I have to go clock in.
Are you familiar with the anaplastic ependymoma?
Kind of. We don't do a lot of children where I work, but we do have a few that come through.
Yeah, no, it's pretty rare. I Googled it, and it's a heavy run, man.
Right.
It really is. It takes a lot of luck and a lot of great doctors to get you through that.
It sure does. And then all their support system as well. It wears down everybody. It really does.
Well, if you're a good girl, $300, drop it off at U.S. Bank. Hope for the holidays, okay?
You got it. Have a great day.
You have a great day. Stumpy, is that your name, Stumpy?
Yeah.
Tell me you're missing a limb.
No, just short.
All right. What's going on, Stump?
Let's get this family $500.
What do you do?
I manage an engineering team at Sprint.
Beautiful, man. That's really something stuff. $500, man. You sure you got that? You got kids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got two. And hearing these two battling and kind of hits home a little bit.
Ooh, can't imagine.
Yeah,
you
me
know,
either.
We all think we're strong until you hear somebody like that who's, you know, I would fall apart.
I'm right there with you. Hearing this lady's strength just in her voice alone, just, it is. I don't know that I have that. So let's get her on her feet and going.
U.S. Bank, hope for the holidays, all right?
Take care of it today.
Good man, Stumpy. Adrian, you're on the air.
Hi, my 9-year-old and 4-year-old want us to give $200.
Now, your 9-year-old said they want to give up toys for Christmas for this?
They did. They were in the car, and I said, oh, guys, here's hope for the holidays. Let's listen. And my 4-year-old goes, wait, no Christmas? And I said, yeah, buddy, that's what happens. And they said, well, can we give some of ours? And my heart melted, and I started dialing immediately.
What a good parent you must be.
Some days.
That's beautiful, man. Those are some good kids.
Yeah.
Tell them I said, thank you. Hope for the holidays.
I will. Thank you.
Hand me my bag. Jed came by from Republic last night, and he and the guys who drive for Republic out there had dropped off some money in an envelope. I want to make sure I give in. It's Jason, Jeannie, Johnny, Jed, Casey, Missy, Steven, was it? What they got here? I mean, that's 200, 220, 260, 250. There's like $250 there.
Right.
So those guys put 250 in for that. Where does that put us at?
You're actually at 1250.
So that would be...
That was what you wanted. That would be the 650 for the month of mortgage. You had 120 for the electric bill.
Right.
We hadn't got to gas yet, but the kids were 400. So that would take care of that.
Yeah, what do you guys think? I mean, gas is a lot. She's got to make that run five times. What do you think? Which costs, what, $50 to fill up a tank?
God, at least.
Yeah, so... Depending on the size of your car, but it's my Jeep's about $50 to fill up, and that's four times. We did 200. You want to like try and come up with $250 so I can yank some gas? Will you go buy some gas cards?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You have any gas cards left over?
Oh, we don't have any gas cards, but we can get some.
Okay. Hey, you're on the air. Good morning, Rodney. Here's Leanne.
Hey, Jerry. It's Rodney. Right.
Hey, Rodney.
Hey, I'm going to donate $200. Her story is almost identical to mine. I just got diagnosed with lung cancer and. I'm doing really well now, and I'm back to work, so I've got an extra $200 for.
What happened, man?
Oh, just one day I had a headache, and doctor said I needed to go to the emergency room, and turned out I ended up with small cell lung cancer and lesions in my brain.
God damn. How old are you?
35.
What were you thinking when they say, look, this is your situation. You've got lung cancer, you've got lesions in your brain, you know, what prognosis did they give you?
It wasn't very good at the beginning, but now that I went through the radiation and the chemo, and it's looking a whole lot better now.
Dude, that chemo, man, I watched my mom go through it twice. That, you're a bad man. I mean, you can go through that. You can, I'm telling you, you can survive anything.
Yeah, it was pretty hard. I was off for 5 weeks, and then Brother Iron Workers, and they got me through it.
It's... You know, the one thing I always see is, like you, obviously, man, you're an iron worker, you're 35, you're a man, you're a strong guy. You get hit with something as hard as you can get hit with anything. And what really, I think, gets people through it is knowing that you're not alone, knowing that there's somebody somewhere that cares about you. You know, and you're not just sitting there in that dark room waiting to die.
Exactly.
You're good, man.
Appreciate you guys.
I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
Yeah. Hey, what I'm glad you guys are doing so much for Kansas City.
No, are you kidding me? You're a guy who goddamn had lung cancer, brain lesions, just got better, and you pulled $200 out of your pocket after taking 5 weeks off work. I'd say you're the good guy. So, God love you. And what's your local?
Local 10, Kansas City, Missouri.
Go, man, go. All right, let's we'll round it up to three.
Good. That'll be it.
We're at 1450.
So, but we were already there, so that was 200. So I want to do 300 on the gas cards. So, Rusty, you're on the air.
Hi, Johnny. What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
I got $100 for him.
Beautiful, beautiful, man. Now we're there. We're right there. What do you do for a living, Rusty?
I'm a delivery driver out of Kansas City.
So you're not OTR. You're local.
I'm local. I'm actually a local company that delivers hotel and restaurant supplies. So it's real local.
Yeah. No, you work your ass off, man. You got kids?
No.
What makes you call?
Well, Johnny, I listen to you guys every year, and I hear about this little girl struggling, this little boy struggling, and I want him to have a good Christmas, because I've been there.
What happened?
We grew up paycheck to paycheck, and always around Christmas time, you know, something come up, so Christmas was real light, if it was Christmas at all, so.
How old were you when that was happening?
It was all throughout my childhood, man. It was off and on, year after year. It was... I might get some money from my parents. I might get a couple of little gifts. You know, other than that, it was a coat or something. You know, just something small. I got one or two gifts, maybe. But it was a Christmas nonetheless. It wasn't what my friends had. But, hey, you know, like I said, I've been there. I would rather see somebody have a good Christmas than not one at all.
How old are you now?
I'm 25.
Isn't it funny? It doesn't fade, does it? You can still remember that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good man. You can do well in this world, Rusty.
You too, Johnny. You do what you do for Kansas City every year and keep it going, man. Just keep it going.
All right. Miss Sarah. Are you there, Sarah?
Yes.
You all right?
Yeah. People are just people are amazing. Like, I didn't expect all that.
I know. All you asked for was just something for your kids, but you're carrying a lot of weight.
Such a hard thing to go through with your kids, and my people and my friends have been great, and I just didn't expect all this from the people of Kansas City. I mean, I've listened to the show before. People are just amazing, and I really appreciate it.
Well, look, you're very welcome. We're very happy to do it, and everybody stumbles. Everybody has those hard days, and the fact that you're such a good mom and you're doing the right thing and you're doing the very best you can for those kids speaks volumes to you as a mom. Bring us your electric bill. We'll take care of that. We need to know the name of your mortgage company and an account so we can deposit a mortgage payment in there. I'm going to have T grab you $300 worth of gas cards so that you can make sure that tank stays full, because I know you're wearing the miles out on that. I've got Christmas for your kids. I'll have gift cards for you to go shopping. And Constantino's would like to give you a $500 gift card to any of their Constantino's, Price Choppers, Sunfresh Apple Markets. You can just walk in, and it looks just like anything else. Just fill your grocery cart up. You know what? Have a great Christmas dinner. Buy them their favorite foods. Make sure everything is fresh and beautiful, man. And just, man, you never know what the future is. Nobody knows how many more Christmases we have. So, enjoy this one.
Thank you so much.
All right. I love you. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.